Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Drum roll!
Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me?
Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. They are anti-jobs, anti-family, anti-borders, anti-energy, anti-women, and anti-science.
And the worst thing is, they took
Mother Earth, and we must come to balance with her and honor her, and she'll heal too. So let's be courageous together, guys.
Friends, I am locked in the cringe position.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have gone from America first to America last.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Just checking out this story that the last caller was talking about in Newport, Vermont. This is from WCAX from last Friday. A Newport business appears to continue to defy the governor's mask mandate despite legal actions by the state and losing its UPS store franchise deal. Now as a sign, the former UPS store, they're being punished for not complying, not showing their papers. Now has a sign on the door asking for financial support for its legal fees as the state prepares to take them to court. The original sign notifying customers that employees will not wear masks also remains in place. At an Orleans Superior Court judge on Tuesday granted the state's motion for a temporary restraining order, TRO, ordering the business now going by Derby Port Press and its owner, Andre Michael Desitals, to stop violating the governor's executive order. Oh, jeez. What a mess. What a mess. We'll try to get him on tomorrow or maybe tonight if he's around. 844-500-4242. Glad to see that there is a resistance in Vermont. And again, if any state should have a resistance to this mask mandate, it's Vermont. I understand that, you know, it's only like 700,000 people living in Vermont. But as opposed to, say, 7 million in Massachusetts. But still, I mean, the death rate per capita is less than one-tenth of Massachusetts or New York or New Jersey, all those other great Democrat-run states or liberal-run states. 844-500-4242, that's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Jared, are you noticing you're getting a lot of heat on the
I am.
On the text line?
I have arrived.
Jared was a little unclear on some of the affiliates of the Howie Carr Radio Network. In spite of once being employed by the company that owns that station, that he was confused about. I'll leave it at that. We'll just move on. 844-500-4242. 201 says, last week Cuomo was in the penthouse. This week, the outhouse. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Has the final shoe dropped yet on Cuomo? I haven't even checked the New York Post website in the last hour or two to see if the third and final victim. We know if there were two, there's got to be three. He's 63 years old. Other unnamed victims have been mentioned in the press. So it's only a matter of time until someone steps forward, and that'll be the end. Mother of God, is this the end of Andrew? Once he's gone, can we rename the Tappan Zee Bridge, please? I know I'm not a resident of New York, but I still love that name, Tappan Zee Bridge, and it should not be named the Mario Cuomo Bridge. Why isn't it named the George Pataki Bridge? I think George Pataki was a better governor than Mario Cuomo. How about the Hugh Carey Bridge? the Nelson Rockefeller Bridge. Why is it named after Mario Cuomo? I mean, I know the answer because his son is the dictatorial three-term governor of the state. But, you know, he's leaving in not exactly a blaze of glory. So can we get rid of that stupid name on the bridge and let it go back to its original Dutch name? Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good evening, sir. How you doing today?
Good.
I got a question for you. Back in the early days when there was a pandemic where people were wearing a mask, how long did they wear those masks? And when did the restriction of those governorships release the tyranny off those people as well?
Well, I think it just depends on each state, doesn't it? I mean, are you calling from Pennsylvania, Ernest?
No, sir. I'm right now. I'm in Bangor, Maine, but my cell phone number is Pennsylvania.
Okay, the cell phone. I just saw today that in Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf, slightly modified the restrictions in the Keystone State, but of course, the CDC today at the White House was saying that you can't go too far because you've got these new mutants. And the rate of declines is stalling. That's a new word, stalling. The rate of declines is stalling. I wish the rate of increase in the gas prices was stalling, but that's not happening, is it? It's ridiculous.
No,
sir. 978. How about the Rudy Giuliani Bridge? That would really piss off the... I would go for the Rudy Giuliani Bridge. That'd be a great one. Anything but Mario Cuomo. Not that he was like his son, arrogant and imperious and just a nasty guy. But he wasn't that bad. It's just the fact that it's a reminder of what his son did. 844-500-4242. Email Alan says, hope you're sitting down, Howie. They renamed the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel for Hugh Carey. Yeah, I don't care about the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. I never go in the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. I used to go over the Tappan Zee Bridge all the time, you know, when I was going back and forth between North Carolina and Massachusetts when I was in college. 844-500-4242. You know that here's something you haven't read much about because it doesn't fit the narrative. There's been a lot of racial violence in the country lately. Did you know about this? Asian Americans are being targeted. Here's one from the San Francisco Chronicle. Asian American family was being harassed, so neighbors guarded home each night. As Haejon Si and his family celebrated the Lunar New Year this month, the festivities were cut short when several teenagers shouted racial slurs, hurled rocks at the house, and repeatedly pounded on the front door of their home in Orange County, California. There have been several violent incidents against Asians in Oakland, California, where Jerry Brown used to be the mayor, you may recall. Not Jerry Brown. Yeah, Jerry Brown. Yeah, Jerry Brown was the mayor before and after he was the governor. Meanwhile, in New York City, hundreds rallied in Lower Manhattan Saturday to protest increasing violence against Asian Americans. The rally in Foley Square was near the site of Thursday's attack on a 36-year-old Asian man who was stabbed in the stomach. Police arrested Salman Muflihi, 23, who was initially charged with an attempted murder as a hate crime, among other counts. And so various state reps and state senators were there. And prosecutors on Saturday dropped hate crime charges against Muflihi during his arraignment in Manhattan criminal court. He now faces attempted murder and attempted assault charges. And of course, the state rep from Queens who was threatened by Cuomo, that was one of the things that set this whole Cuomo downfall in its beginnings, was Ron Kim. He's a Korean American, and he was the one who he was protesting Cuomo because his uncle had died in one of these nursing homes after Cuomo sent back all the infected patients into it, and he was ordered by Cuomo in a very loud, haranguing fashion to change his story, and he refused. And now he's leading the impeachment drive in Albany, in the legislature. 844-500-4242-508. What does Taylor think about the Frank Sinatra Bridge? Taylor's not here. Taylor's on vacation this week. But, I mean, how can you name the bridge after, I know, you know, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. But Frank Sinatra's from Hackensack, New Jersey. No offense to the chairman of the board, but I don't think he rates getting the Tappan Zee Bridge named after him. I go for Rudy Giuliani. That'd be good. How about Joe Namath? He won the Super Bowl, you know. No, I don't think so. That's a joke.
He's struggling.
Kind of like that teacher in Leicester. We're going to play that cut when we come back. We'll take a bunch of calls. 844-500-4242. Last summer, I had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for any number of reasons. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. And believe it or not, some of those new protocols have made a visit to Perfect Smiles even more pleasant. It's a lot easier to have your mouth open now, believe it or not. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. You may have neglected a lot of things during this last year, but you don't want to neglect your dental health, or there will be great, great consequences, painful consequences, expensive consequences. Go to Perfect Smiles, 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILES. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
He'll regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back. Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do most public school teachers want to return to the classrooms ever?
No, I don't think they do.
82% say no, they do not.
By the way, Frank Sinatra's from Hoboken, not Hackensack. I'm getting my H's mixed up. At least I didn't say Hohokus. I don't even know where Hohokus is. It's just somewhere in the tri-state area, isn't it? I think. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I want to play a couple of Charlie Parker cuts. He was in Mattapan today, and he was just talking, spewing more nonsense. It's just... I don't know. I'm going to play a couple we've already played, and then we'll just keep going through the rest of the hour. And remember last week, people were finding themselves, you know, you have a waiting time of 635 hours, don't worry, you won't be cut off, but you are you're number 134,632. So this is what Charlie Parker is telling you today, cut 37.
Well, I think the big thing associated with the website is twofold. Number one, to have more vaccine so that fewer people have to go on the site and find out that they're number 68,455 in line.
That would be an improvement, hopefully, of having
additional capacity along the way.
And now, remember the riots of last late May, early June? There was a guy firing a gun at cops on Tremont Street. They were burning buildings. They were looting storefronts. They were looting from Mass Ave down Newbury Street, then across up Tremont Street to Downtown Crossing. Everything was being looted. in the aftermath. And Charlie Parker said that was okay because it was just using their it was a peaceful protest. They were exercising their First Amendment rights. But if you want to have a Super Bowl party, if you want to have a wake for somebody who's died, if you want to have a few people over for a barbecue, that's a that's an informal gathering. An informal gathering. Charlie Parker is pro riot, but he's anti barbecues. Cut 36.
Informal gatherings have usually very few rules. They can last
unlike riots.
2, 3, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, the length of whatever the event might be. The mobility between and among people in informal gatherings is usually far more significant than it is based on the rules that we have in place with regard to how things are supposed to happen in more structured settings. People share food, people share drinks. Nobody wears a mask, generally speaking, in any informal gathering.
Did you elect Charlie Baker to issue rules for you in structured settings? I know I didn't. Of course, I didn't vote for him in 2018. I voted for him once. Twice, I guess I voted for him against Small Duvall, then I voted for him against Marsha Coakley. And then I saw what I got, and I said, I ain't voting for this guy again. And this was before he started setting up rules in structured settings. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, regarding that Newport UPS store closing,
yes.
Governor Scott was asked about it at last week's press conference.
Yes.
And he says, oh, if you want to ship stuff, you can just go around the corner to pick and shovel, right? So I had requested the open records request. I'd requested the snitch files, you know, last
yes.
June.
Yeah.
And I went through the snitch files, and the governor had sent his arm twisters, or excuse me, compliance officers, to the pick and shovel earlier in the spring because they weren't wearing masks either. And they had the information blocked out, but they left the manager's name and the business, you know, address, kind of, so I
yeah.
could figure it out. But what a hypocrite.
So, I mean, is there any new news today about this place that got shut down, the UPS store?
Well, no, I guess they got the TRO in effect, and the doors are locked, the lights are off. There's still some protesters now and then, but... yeah, they came down on this guy like a ton of bricks because he posted that sign. If he didn't post the sign, he probably would have been okay.
But he stepped out of line against the thought police. I wonder who ratted him out. Did you see anything on the snitch line who ratted him out, or did he get ratted?
No.
Did someone just notice the sign? One of the Gestapo.
One of the woke Gestapo got him. Because I don't have the up to date snitch files. But my mom was in a Nazi labor camp, you know, in Saarbrücken.
Yeah.
And so we got a good lesson on Nazi tactics when I was a kid. And you know, like I said last week, the governor shut me out of his press conferences, so I didn't get to follow up on anything since I've been shut out.
Steve, how many people? I'm trying to find this out. I guess I could look online. How many people have actually died in Vermont?
It's a little under 200, I believe.
Okay, so it's gone up a little bit, but it's still negligible.
Yeah, and they're very, very older folks, Howie.
Right.
I've looked at the numbers.
Right, like everywhere. I think it's 33% in nursing homes nationwide, and in places like Massachusetts and New York, where you have the woke governors, the states that basically surround you, Steve, they're over half are in nursing homes. And this is ridiculous, and they've devastated the economies of all these states. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. We got a lot more sound cuts to play, and we're going to take some more of your calls. We got a lot of people want to talk, and we want to play the Lester foreign language teacher again on the school committee Zoom call, where I don't want to say what she is. I don't know what condition her condition is in. But she just dropped in on Zoom to see what condition her condition was in. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Looking at the death stats for the state of Vermont, 44% of those dead are over the age of 80. 54% are over the ages of 70. And 54% of the dead have died in nursing homes. 844-500-4242. So Charlie Parker is telling everybody to still take this seriously. That, you know, this is that it's really a terrible plague that, that we're in, and that's why he has to keep the that's why he has to keep his dictatorial powers and just tell everybody what to do and order them around and, you know, boss everybody around. But, you know, I think it's important to know what how serious you should take it as seriously as this Lester foreign language teacher. She's a teacher at in the Lester High School, and she called into a school board meeting in Lester, I guess, last week, and she was smoking a cigarette and blowing smoke rings after she got through talking, and she was also drinking out of what appeared to be a wine glass while she was talking, and you can see that she's been enjoying herself all day long, and she starts out by calling the person who calls her hun. And then she forgets the name of the superintendent of the school of the schools, and she says regain the lost time, but she says regrain instead of regain. Just listen to her, and I think this is how seriously everybody, and this is how seriously the public sector is taking the panic. Okay, just so you understand. But she wants to keep this woman wants to keep the schools shut down because she's working so hard at home with their Zoom classes, I guess. Here she is.
This choice, do you want to go now or do you want to go last?
I'll go now, hon.
Okay.
Hon.
So thinking about, you know, going forward and what kids have lost, and Mr. Lauder will be here with me and so on, Superintendent. We have a program, you know, summer school. Kids fail, you know. They come to summer school, they try to regain credits, et cetera, et cetera. I'm thinking that we could, like, expand that program this year to, you know, not only did I fail, but maybe I didn't get quite as much as I wanted to. But that's, I'm just, like, looking forward to trying to get kids back to where they need to be.
And then she remains on the screen blowing smoke rings because she really seriously wants to help out the children in her class, right? Hun? Man, superintendent. Yeah, what is his name? Turtle Boy. That's from Turtle Boy Sports. He's the one who found that. 844-500-4242. So here's Charlie Parker talking about how tough these decisions are, but he's got a really good team. That's why when you tried to get an appointment last week, you were only at number 135,455 because they have such a great team working. Cut 38.
We have a very strong tech team, and they kick the tires really hard on a lot of these vendors with respect to what they say they can do and what they can actually do. And I think it's important for people to recognize and understand that. And I've said this before, if we think certain things can enhance the performance of our site, we're going to pursue them.
He's got a really strong tech team, and they kicked the tires really hard. That's why they were able to deliver so well over these last couple of weeks, because they really do a good job. They're good hacks. You got to understand that. Cut 31.
The decision, obviously, to close down over the course of the past year at various points in times and restrict what people can do have been extremely difficult.
And not for you.
Significant negative consequences of their own.
Not for your hacks. Not for your hacks. They've all gotten big pay raises. They're all making as much money for doing no work, most of them. Or in many cases, they're getting more money. More money than they've ever gotten before. How about all the people at UMass making $300,000 a year who haven't done a thing for a year? Have they suffered any consequences? They've all gone on vacation. Or they're sitting at home drinking wine and blowing smoke rings. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
It's always good to talk. I got a couple of points. First of all, you know, the Dr. Seuss thing, well, you know, they're working the angle of kind of like our grandkids, you know. They're trying to put them in their place, you know, so they're not going to get a chance to see, you know, Dr. Seuss and the Three Stooges or anything else that's a little bit, you know, to the right side or whatever it is. But the other thing I wanted to say was some of my friends, they've been somewhat privileged, I guess. So they go and they get a COVID test, and they test negative, and then they let them sneak into the Museum of Fine Arts, like in small groups, because it's not really open to the general public.
I know.
So, you know, if you happen to, you know, be, you know, a little bit privileged and you have a few extra bucks or whatever, they let you, you know, slide in the back door and you get...
Well, you know what they say, Dave. You know, money talks and BS walks, right? It has been ever thus, and it will ever continue to be the same way. I don't know. I just saw that Taylor Swift just canceled all of her concerts. And, you know, it's like Mike the Lyft driver said last week. He said, what does it matter if you have a if you're allowing 12% of the capacity to come in? They can't make any money off of 12%. So this is all meaningless. Charlie Parker did this to distract from his disastrous rollout here. So today he was down in Mattapan, a predominantly community of color, and so he has to keep saying community over and over again. Cut 33.
That we make sure we get to every community in the Commonwealth. We recognize that COVID hasn't affected every community the same way. And communities of color have been much harder hit.
Keyword, community. So Baker says now everyone knows what it takes. I mean, that's why they did such a marvelous job with the rollout of the website the last 2 weeks. Because they know, again, as he says, they have a strong tech team and they kick the tires really hard. And then the tires fall off the website, and then they just go home and have a good laugh at everybody struggling to get an appointment to get a vaccine. Cut 32.
Everybody knows what it takes. Wearing masks, socially distancing, washing your hands, not participating in a lot of informal gatherings with people who aren't part of your household bubble, and understanding and recognizing the caution remains the watchword here.
Is this Groundhog Day? What's he going to do? Announce that they're going to have a lockdown for 15 days to flatten the curve? I mean, this is almost a year later, and he's still spouting the same nonsense he's been spouting all along. How many jobs has he destroyed? How many people has he killed in his nursing homes? How many restaurants are gone? How many businesses are gone? He's destroyed more jobs as a percentage of the workforce than all but three other governors in the United States of America. He's been totally disastrous. And he's still pushing the same nonsense. I wish we could get rid of him as easily as they seem to be getting rid of Cuomo in New York. Or I wish we had a recall procedure so we could put it into effect like they're doing in California. How the hell do we get rid of this guy? He's a total calamity. He's a catastrophe. God. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hello.
You there? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say, if the rate of decline is Stalin, it is Stalin, just like Joseph Stalin.
But it's a new word, stalling. It's going down, but it's stalling going down. Just like, you know, COVID-19 was fading, so they bring in the mutants. And we can't go back to work until, as you know, there's always a new thing. First, it was they needed better ventilation in the schools. Then they needed a reduction in cases. They got the reduction in cases. Every teacher must be vaccinated. Then it's going to be every teacher is vaccinated, but now every student has got to be vaccinated. Then after every student is vaccinated, they're going to say, wait a second, they're not vaccinated for the mutant strains. We need three different strains for each of the UK, Brazil, South African strains, mutants. They never want to go back to school. And Charlie Parker, you know, he says he wants them to go back to school, but he doesn't care. You think Charlie Parker cared? If Charlie Parker cared, the state would be wide open like Florida. There's no need for this. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I just want to ask you a couple of things. Hypothetically, obviously, if there was no union, everybody would be back in school, right? That's number one.
Yeah,
and
of
number
course.
Number two, Baker, I mean, he's talking about how great he's doing, and his people are stepping up to the plate as techies. What are they using to run the computers, COBOL? I mean, come on. Jeez.
I know. It's one thing to you're not supposed to pat yourself on the back under any circumstances, right? You're supposed to let somebody else give you a compliment. But to give yourself a compliment when you've totally bleeped the bed, it's amazing, isn't it?
Right. He shouldn't be patted on the back. He should be kicked in the rear.
and nobody calls him out on it. Where are these reporters? Aren't there any reporters left in Boston? I mean, are they all afraid of him? They won't say. Governor, aren't you like the emperor that has no clothes? You're presiding over a calamity in this state, and you think you're doing a great job. God, it's just amazing. Thanks for the call, Rocky. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. I was telling you about listening to True Crime Podcasts. In the morning when I go out for my bike ride, I listen to classic rock. This morning I was listening to Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones, my favorite all-time Rolling Stones album. I just put the Raycon wireless earbuds in. It's better sound than I was listening to 30, 40 years ago. And it doesn't bother anybody on the bike path. No one hears it except me, and I'm just enjoying it. That's the way it is. That's the great thing about the wireless earbuds. You won't bother anybody else, and if you give somebody else a pair, they won't bother you. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, that means you can unplug for a while. You can listen to a lot of albums, a lot of podcasts. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
617 says, the problem is, who would be a better governor? Let me turn the question around for you, 617. Who would be a worse governor? I mean, even Curtatone. Could Curtatone do a more rotten job than Charlie Parker? They're talking about increasing the gas tax by 4 cents a gallon for the next 3 years. And Charlie Parker wants to increase the gas tax by 38 cents a gallon. With the Transportation Climate Initiative, even though the vast majority of Republicans in the state, according to a new poll that came out today, oppose it. like to see Karen Polito run for governor if she and try to get out of a Republican primary if she supports the transportation climate initiative. The price of gasoline is already up $1 a gallon. Then they want now the hacks on Beacon Hill want to raise it 12 cents a gallon over the next 2 or 3 years. And Charlie Parker wants to raise it another 38 cents, according to Tufts University, with his transportation climate initiative. Because if you raise taxes, the sea level will fall. You understand that? That's the science that you have to follow. Follow the science. 844-500-4242. 781, I'm over COVID, getting ready for the Asian killer hornets. Charlie prepping his plan to protect ourselves with football helmets and athletic protection. You're right. Isn't everybody over this? I mean, it's just like going back to a bad dream, a nightmare. It's Groundhog Day. And it's wide open down here. Ask people that have come back from Florida. Ask them if they liked coming back to East Germany. 844-500-4242. Play cut 34. I just got to play this stuff. We'll take some more calls, but I just want to play a couple more of these cuts. Cut 34.
With respect to every decision we've made about either restricting what people can do or letting up a little bit on what people can do, all of those decisions since the very beginning of this pandemic have been difficult.
Especially letting up, because we really enjoy restricting people and putting them out of work while we're laughing all the way to the bank with our big hack paychecks and our state police drivers. We enjoy the hell out of putting our heel to your neck. Cut 35.
And we'll continue to review the data every day and every week. And if we see stuff in the data that concerns us, we'll make adjustments again.
We'll continue to review the data every day, except for the three-day weekends, of course, which is every month we have at least one three-day weekend because we're hacks. And then we phone in sick three times as much as people in the dreaded private sector. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Howie, Tony here. But seriously, hey, Howie, I read recently that the state of Vermont's easing its travel ban between neighboring states, so you have to quarantine for 14 days. Now if you live within 5 miles of the border, I don't know if COVID can tell if it's 6 or 7 miles, but...
Yeah, you know, I used to live fairly close to the Vermont border when I was a kid. There are not too many rich Massachusetts residents with lakefront vacation homes who live within 5 miles of the Vermont border. I think we all know that, don't we? I mean, what the hell does that mean? 5 miles. And like you say, how does COVID know this? Any more than COVID knows that if you leave a restaurant at 9:30 or did leave a restaurant at 9:30, it wouldn't attack. But if you left at 10:01, it would hunt you down. It's just absurd. All these rules are so absurd. And the longer it goes on, the more absurd they are. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Nice talking to you. Hey, so I'm a techie. I've been in the tech field for 40 years. And Howie... It baffles me that Baker says he's got a crack staff on there because they built this site. They built this site like one of the sites I built. I worked for a large company that we would do promotionals every once in a while. You'd get, 500 people getting on there trying to buy one pair of shoes, and they'd all think they had them until they got the checkout, right? And yeah. No one gets them. They all aggravate. But if you look at how Ticketmaster does it, right? I don't know if you've been on Ticketmaster. You find a seat, and they say, hey, you got the next 5 minutes. Why couldn't Baker build this thing to show all the sites and say, hey, pick a site, pick a time, and then take your time exiting, the website, and you get your slot? He is such a disaster. He needs to go.
He does. And again, it's like Cuomo. Why don't you apologize for the nursing homes for harassing these women? Baker, why don't you apologize for hiring idiots, surrounding yourself with other idiots besides yourself? Don't tell us how good your crew is and they kick the tires. I'm Howie Carr.